This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load, hour number two. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, the home of the At One Thumbhole gun stock, which is the ultimate gun stock, in my opinion, but the home of so many other shapes, so many other aesthetics. Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. So, I did my range trip, and I got out there, and I went to Mark Trippy's house. I don't talk that much about it because he's not looking for publicity, so I don't give him, I don't force it upon him. But it's always a good time, and I got to shoot a bunch of stuff, and I got a video edited and ready to go last night while I was unable to be on the air. And when everything came back on, I started uploading it, and it uploaded. And then all of a sudden, YouTube took everything in the all 148 videos that I've got, and they put them in what is referred to as limited status. Limited status means that I can't actually earn any money on the videos, which I don't do it to earn money on the videos. That's item number one. But I can't, in that limited status, when you're demonetized on YouTube, it also makes it harder to find your video. Okay? So that means you're doing all this content and you're trying to get it shoved out there. And I'm doing it for various purposes. But if I'm doing it and it's a product, like in this particular case, it was the CZ-P10F, which is an excellent pistol. CZ USA is a sponsor. Why wouldn't I want this to get seen? Well, they started the throttling, and I just went through all of this stuff of trying to get them to review each one of these videos, force review them, and I found some interesting things out that quite honestly, they're just interesting to me. CZ Scorpion. Anything in the title with CZ Scorpion is going to not be allowed to be monetized. It will be left in a limited status. The Bill-Proof Project, the Aero Precision AR-15 build, limited status, not allowed to be monetized. The CZ-P10C, now that part of it is fine, but in the title I also said suppressor ready. And not allowed to be monetized. A bunch of videos, yes, they had demonetized videos like the Party Out in the Desert, which was the Agency Arms, Nighthawk party that was out there doing SHOT Show. Been monetized all up till last night. All of these videos were all monetized up to last night. And then suddenly, for some reason, I got popped into their consciousness. And what was impressing me here as I was going along with this, I have videos on something called gunstreamer.com. I am also I'm also on full30.com, but I haven't uploaded to that in a while. But I was looking for something where there's likely to be more foot traffic. And I came upon this one thing called library. But library is, that's quirky. And they're using blockchain, so that means that I have to actually buy or have some sort of credit that I can purchase. And I get paid with the credit if my video gets viewed, right? But, you know, for me, I have started the process, but I probably will not go with that. And GunStreamer is very nice. GunStreamer is very, very, just having that one niche is interesting. Although I have reached out to GunStreamer through John Crump, the writer from Ammo Land, who knows them, and I'm going to try to get them on the phone. I'm going to try to get them on the air, but I'm going to try to get them on the phone and have a little discussion with them about a few things. But I'm just finding it interesting. Now, to this end, here's the thing. This is the thing. They're not just doing this to gun channels at YouTube. Not just doing this to gun channels. They're doing it to everybody. And for that reason, I'm just wondering what the next step is actually going to be. Because they're doing it. Typically on YouTube, the ones that are... Right now, the ones that are actually trending on YouTube, if you go to the trending page, it's all of the mainstream media. It's all the shows off of the mainstream media, the Jimmy Kimmels and Stephen Colbert's and the Trevor Noah's. They're going the way of corporate TV. Which I found very interesting. A lot of content creators are waiting on the next thing to come along, whatever that's going to be. So what I had actually planned on doing, there was going to be a gradual thing. Now we're probably going to accelerate this. In the interim, I'm thinking I'm going to start a channel on Vimeo where I actually have to pay for the space and everything and pay for the bandwidth. And I'm going to try to get in contact with them and see what... see how that works out, if there's any gun channels on Vimeo already. The problem with video is that, you know, nobody really wants guns on there for some stupid reason. Which is a very stupid reason. The reasoning for not having it, because it's not politically correct. And that's and listen, there's a lot of creators on YouTube that have the same issue where it's just, they're just not politically correct. And the funny thing is the ones that they're demonetizing that have millions of subscribers, and even in this era of diminished revenue, are still making bank at YouTube. They have shows on YouTube Red where they're doing exactly the same thing that they're demonetizing. And that is a tell right there. Simply because all the people they're demonetizing are entertaining in one way or another. And that's all it is entertainment. And even the ones that I think of as no-tainment, you know, they're not infotainment, it's just silly, childish stuff. They're being demonetized. The good-looking girls are being demonetized. The camera channels are being demonetized. The young filmmakers are being demonetized. Everybody's being demonetized, so. Now, I have no doubt that they're doing politically correct stuff and guns don't fit into it, but it's not just guns. There's lots of, you know, and I'm going to give you an example of the PC culture when I get back as we come up on the first break. But, yeah, might be Vimeo for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I was just talking about the PC culture. Let me give you an example of PC culture run amok. Oberlin College. Right now on the hook for a $44 million verdict for defaming a five-generation family business. We're finding out about the behavior of the students and administrators at what as they were a once respectable institution. And what they are now is simply appalling. I mean, they make Animal House look like Romper Room. And a large chunk of this information coming to light is owed a big hat tip to legal insurrection. Recently, an article in a student publication at Oberlin called The Grape discussed the predominance. Over 80% of Oberlin students in shoplifting arrests in this, you know, very small Ohio city. Coming off Twitter, Oberlin College unsuccessfully tried to keep out a police record showing no racial profiling at Gibson's Bakery. 40 arrested, 32 were white, 80%. 6 were African American, 15%. 2 were Asian, 5%. Pretty much matched the city's racial makeup. Then another tweet. Culture of corruption. Large percentage of shoplifting arrests were Oberlin College students, 82.5%. What Student Mag called the Oberlin College culture of theft. Magazine was not admitted into evidence. So what you have here. Listen, I'm not naive. I've talked about my time with the college students and, dealing with them. Oberlin College students were acting as predators on the larger community of Oberlin. The pervasiveness in their student culture regarded the shopkeepers as prey. And that's indicated by the admission of the author that he himself had stolen from the people he interviewed. which this is coming out, like I said, from The Grape. These students who have yearly costs of attending Oberlin, which is greater than $70,000, their tuition far exceeds the average income of the surrounding community, which is less than $55,000, and they don't care a whit about the people who work long and hard to serve them. And all the time, while this is happening, they pretend that they are interested in social justice. I suppose they've learned that capitalism, or even property itself, is a form of theft. And the bourgeoisie, like the Gibson family, are exploiters, and that they are entitled to liberate property from them. Now, this is the students, and they're responsible for their actions. Okay? But for their part, Oberlin College, the administration, the administrators, the powers that be, they don't seem to have regarded this predatory behavior as anything to apologize for to the larger community being victimized by their students. As a large number of people have noted, the college blamed Gibson's for the problem in a court filing. Via the New York Times, Oberlin tried to distance itself from the protesters in court papers, saying it would not be held responsible for their actions. They blamed the store for bringing its problems on itself. Gibson Bakery's archaic chase and detain policy regarding suspected shoplifters was a catalyst for these protests. The guilt or innocence of the students is irrelevant to both the root cause of the protests and this litigation. What on earth does archaic chase and detain mean? Well, in this particular case where they're using this, this means that Oberlin's position is that Gibson's and any other merchant should just accept their role as prey and take it. Let these kids come in and take whatever. Just let them loot. So, in another tweet from Legal Insurrection, Oberlin wanted their students to be granted something akin to extraterritoriality, exempt from law enforcement action in the town of Oberlin, subject only to whatever discipline, or better yet, lack of discipline, that the Oberlin College would deem to be appropriate. Another tweet from Legal Insurrection. Oberlin officials didn't bother to tell David Gibson directly the bakery was cut off. The food service company told him, it comes from the college and it comes from the top. This was part of the intentional interference with business relations claims. So, the archaic chase and detain approach. So, now, if you don't use the archaic chase and detain approach, there may be no way to identify the individuals who were thieves. And for Oberlin, this didn't seem to matter. I guess it would be hard, it'd be easier to find the people that aren't. You know, all of you college students that are not shoplifting, hold your hands up. You know, there's be a few people in the room. You guys walk out. This is the politically correct mantra run amok. There's no wonder the jury exceeded their guidelines for punitive damages. This kind of attitude is unacceptable in any society. In any society. And this is a cancer. This is a cancer on social order. So I sincerely hope that this $44 million puts a dent in them enough to where they start to actually, you know, hold their stuff. I mean, they I would love to know how this works out. Since I've never had to be under this kind of a regime, but I would love to know if they are actually responsible for their students while they're attending school. Like, you know, in K through 12. Or if they claim that or whatever. And if they don't, well, we'll see. We'll see. But that is that's the politically correct mantra run amok. The archaic chase and detain. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the White House today, President Trump says people who come into the United States illegally have to come out. The president says immigration officials will start rounding up illegal aliens starting next week.
We're going to start next week, and when people come into our country,
and they come in illegally, they have to go out.
The president is set to officially kick off his 2020 re-election campaign tonight in Orlando, Florida. Incidents of domestic violence are coming to light as Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan leaves the Pentagon. Shanahan has removed himself from consideration for a confirmed appointment as defense chief. The Washington Post is reporting that Shanahan's now ex-wife was arrested several years earlier for punching him in the face. A final look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow gained 356 points to close at 26,468. The NASDAQ gained 109 to close at 79,53. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. I'm going to be honest with you. Today's so-called democratic socialists, and just to make it shorter, let's just call them Dem Socks. They're not communists yet. In the American states where progressivism is trying to soft-sell socialism to the masses as the next big thing, they're only focusing on the give side of the give-and-take aspect of the various iterations of the collectivist ideology. Rather than engage in the foment of a violent, transformative revolution, the Dem Socks want to try to buy their way into America using other people's money, promising to literally make everything free as if funding were and is always limitless. And although some, like Bernie Sanders, are softly using the word revolution, we are beginning to hear the call for the violent variations now when newly elected Candy Citibaka, the Dem Sock Denver City councilwoman noted she is ready to implement communism by any means necessary. Lucky for America, so far the revolution has been televised and just means spending the states and the nation into bankruptcy. But there is no yin without a yang, no up without down, no debits without credits. There will always be two sides of the ledger that must balance, and there truly is no such thing as a free lunch. When voluntary taxation runs its course, coercive confiscation follows. Not soon follows, follows. When voluntary participation ends, forced participation is guaranteed. Socialists always believe that their programs are so darn gone good that they have to be made mandatory. In The Road to Serfdom, which was written in 1944, author F. A. Hayek noted, "Democratic socialism, the great utopia of the last few generations, is not only unachievable, but that to strive for it produces something utterly different, the very destruction of freedom itself. As has been aptly said, what has always made the state a hell on earth has been precisely that man has tried to make it his heaven." Now, Marx believed that the natural progression was for economic systems to move from capitalism to socialism, then to communism. He saw his philosophy, Marxism, as the necessary bridge between socialism and full global communism. But Marx was always honest about this transformation. He openly advocated for the elimination of the family, private property, and individual freedom in any form of collectivism, and the state must always be the alpha and omega. But that's not what we're getting today. The snake oil salesmen and the cannibal barkers of democratic socialism, what they're doing today is perhaps even more insidious than an outright revolution. What they're selling to a gullible public today is the shiny side of a tarnished coin. The bright, shiny, new, and improved side of collectivism as they deceptively hide the dark flip side. But, like all coins, there's two sides, and one simply cannot give without taking. Free stuff always costs somebody. Leaders cannot take control without followers relinquishing it. I don't even know if the contemporary socialists even know what they are, because they've always been sold the all-you-can-eat buffet side of collectivism, and they really don't have any awareness that sooner or later, even the all-you-can-eat reach its limit, and then the bill comes due when you're leaving the buffet. They simply ignore the violence that would be necessary. It'd be necessary to be done to us and their freedoms to keep the party going. Hayek succinctly expressed this again in his book. A further point should be made here. Collectivism means the end of truth. To make a totalitarian system function efficiently, it is not enough that everybody should be forced to work for the ends selected by those in control. It is essential that the people should come to regard these ends as their own. This is brought about by propaganda and by complete control of all sources of information. So Bernie Sanders and Bill de Blasio and Gavin Newsom with the really good hair and AOC and all the other democratic socialists are blissfully unaware they are the same as a perverted pedophile handing out candy from the back of a white, rusty, beat-up 1975 Ford Econoline van. The only time bad things happen, though, is when America accepts the candy and gets in the van. I don't know what the end game is for these democratic socialists. They honestly, it's almost like they believe they can be intimidating once or twice and then everybody's just going to fall in line. And that is not the nature of revolution. Revolution is a very violent thing to try to bring about. And the only way to win a revolution is to vanquish. You can't win gradually. You can't defeat your opponent, sort of. The only way to end a revolution is to vanquish. Now, if we just look at the gun the gun thing, the gun part of this equation. That means they have to vanquish between 120 and 150 million people. And I guess the idea here is that they're you know, we're just going to, you know, stand by and let that happen. That we're not going, you know, if we don't take the forced mandatory programs that they want us to be involved in, where we're giving up everything, and make no mistake. I mean, go watch the movie Equilibrium with Christian Bale, and there you have a progressivist society at its end. If you want to see the caricature of it, everybody, it's a really interesting take on this. And, well, it just, for me, I knew what I was watching. Of course, I was in radio by the time I watched it the first time. And try to ignore the absolute nonsense that they call gun kata if you watch that, please. I mean, it's stylish, and at the same time, it's ridiculous. But watch the society that everybody lives in. It is quite out of, it's Hitler-esque. The children turn in their parents. The parents are supposed to take a dose of something, and if they don't, their children turn them in. So, interesting movie, and this is what they have in mind for you and me. Those programs are going to be so good, we're just going to force them on you. We want everything you've got. No, you don't have children. No, you don't have a family. No, you don't have anything except save what we tell you that you have. The only entertaining part of that would be when the young socialist lemmings find out that they fall in that category too. While everybody's being distracted from that, we can start our counter-revolution, I guess. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Does IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Excuse me. One of the most annoying things that I hear out of the anti-gun narrative is the claim that gun manufacturers who never sell directly to any customers are somehow responsible for how their guns are used. There is no other industry like it. None. Not cars. No one blames Ford or Toyota for DUI fatalities. No one blamed Ryder for the Oklahoma City attack. So when an op-ed claims that gun companies are killing their best customers, this caught my eye. And here we have the, I don't know where this is coming from, to be honest with you, but I think somewhere in Virginia Beach. Death by gun is a public health crisis in America. I've been saying it for years, but only because of the overwhelming evidence. The mass shooting problem in our country is obvious and internationally unique. There's no escaping it for any meaningful amount of time. We no longer have time to do much healing between them anymore. Virginia Beach is this week's reminder. 12 innocent people, mostly city employees, were gunned down by another last week for no immediately apparent reason. We should want to know all we can about every other type of gun death suffered by our countrymen and women, too. Now, before all of the usual objectors start crafting their rage responses to my transparent ploy to impede their right to buy an AR-15 with no waiting background check or have to have it delivered promptly to the shooter's home like a pizza, please read on. Legitimate gun owners, the distinguished good guys with guns, are the ones dying more than any other demographic in our country through the use of the very product they so adamantly defend. That's right. Gun manufacturers' most loyal customers are buying guns and then using them to kill themselves at an alarming rate. Nice try. A lot of holes in that statement. And every other part of your argument, for that matter, than a block of Swiss cheese. There's no evidence that regular gun buyers are killing themselves at any statistically significant rate. The claim stems from demographic similarities in who commits suicide and who he perceives as buying guns. That's it. That's enough for any anti-gun columnist in this day and age to make this claim. That's the evidentiary hurdle that he felt he'd cleared sufficiently to make that statement and it having to appear in the headlines, though. But why would you make this kind of a dumb claim? This, I have the answer for you. The answer is simply, he wants to scare you into backing his brand of gun control. He needs us to be afraid for ourselves and our gun-owning friends who might commit suicide in any given moment. But it's not the case. I mean, it's just not a thing. And it is also absolutely not the gun industry's fault. If it would make him feel better, the gun manufacturers could include a warning on the box to not point the gun at ourselves and pull the trigger. Would that be enough to absolve them? They already put locks in the things. What about gun dealers? Should they have to sign up to not use? Should they have a sign up to ask us not to use our guns to kill ourselves? See, the truth here is that people commit suicide for a number of reasons, and not any of them has anything at all to do with having a gun. Suicide is a mental health issue. One that we should be striving to work on as a whole rather than trying to punish the non-suicidal for the actions of the few. To this end, I did a little backtracking today. I called a gentleman in Columbia, South Carolina, who is very close with my producer who killed himself in January of 2018 to try to get an idea of what was going on with this man, with my friend. And I learned a few things. My guy, he had been in a bad car wreck. Now, he called me when he was in the hospital with his car wreck and told me, asked me if I wanted to buy a car. And he said he had a white Toyota that had been in an accident, but it wasn't too bad. And then his wife sent me pictures of the car, which looked like it had been run over with an M1 Abrams tank, and pictures of him. It looked like he was in the vehicle when it was run. And of course, he drove it straight off the road and into a tree. There were those that were trying to sit there and say, well, he had been up all night and he'd done this and he'd done that. There were no skid marks. And this gentleman that I called, he told me that my friend said that he would not miss the next time. And, you know, that's one of these statements that somebody makes in passing that could be taken as a joke. Did he mean he won't miss that turn the next time? Did he mean he won't miss killing himself the next time? And then my friend went out to a dock. There's a lake here called, I think it was either Santee or Murray. I can't remember which one it was. It doesn't matter. He went out on a dock, and apparently he was witnessed walking up and down that dock for a protracted period of time until he finally came to that moment where he did what he went there to do, where he killed himself. So, my friend had some sort of an issue that most of us missed. I certainly did. I considered him to be the eternal optimist. Because of what we were trying to do when I was working with him and he was my producer, we were you know, bucking the odds. But that was beside the point. He, he was determined to do what he was going to do. And he did it. And it had nothing to do with him being a gun owner. And it had everything for him to do with him wanting to do what he did. For him feeling what, you know, I try to phantom, you know, to bring up the empathy, to try to figure out how that feels. To where you think to yourself, this is the best option. One son he didn't see graduate, one son he didn't see get married. I mean, how do you get to that point where you look at that and you say, this is the best option for me? When you've got that, you know, when you've got a family and everything, and I, you know, from what I understand, he and his family, his sons and everything, they were just about as tight as they could be. So it's not about guns. And this guy trying to use this as a means to gin up some fear with me, with you, well, okay. Probably a good thing I don't know his name. I'd probably look for him. I'd probably seek him out and invite him to come on the show and discuss this. Because I have, you know, suicide seems to happen when nobody's expecting it. It's just quite, it's not something that anybody sees coming. Or at least in the two instances that have touched me since 2017, I didn't see it coming. But the anti-gunners jump all over that whenever they get a chance to. They just absolutely love that. That's another body to stand on and say, see, you shouldn't have a gun. Instead of attacking the illness. And maybe keeping people from my friend like that, killing themselves like that. We'll be right back. Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.